1-800-333-CHEAPSOLAR.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. You're listening to our special broadcast from the SEMA Show 2010. And we're in luck right now because we have the one and only Rich Christensen, television host extraordinaire. He's the guy behind Pink's TV and so much more. Hey there, Rich. How you doing?
Bob, good to be on the show again. Guy, we just keep doing this over and over and over again, don't we?
Absolutely. And it's crazy. I mean, you have just exploded, my friend, over the years here since we first started. I remember talking to you when you were launching Pink's at first. And, you know, it was 20 years of kind of rolling up to that. And, boy, did you ever expect it to explode the way it has?
You know what? I kind of did. When I saw some of those first shows and I kind of saw the enthusiast and knew that they didn't have a voice, I used to, Brian Bassone's with us right now. I remember telling Brian and all those guys, you wait, those bleachers are going to be filled with thousands of people someday because it was just too good a material. Remember that, Biz, how we talk about wait till this hits critical mass and you know, people can actually find it.
Brian, tell us your thoughts about those early days.
Yeah, I tell you, I was one of the contestants on the original Pink's, and when I looked up in the stands, it was my crew and one other crew, and that was it. 4 years later, turn around, these 35,000 people staring back at me. So the transformation has been unbelievable just to watch it go from 5 to 35 in, what, 4 years?
Yeah,
5 years?
And, you know, Brian was one of those. We remember Bob me telling you we did the live version of Pink's with no cameras. And he's the president of that.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, so he was one. We went and did 25 extra shows, Bob, that with no cameras. That was basically Pink's all out. And what's happened is the shows that you're seeing now all came from Brian and I traveling the country and trying anything we wanted with no restrictions. However, the network has a tough goal. They're trying to build a bigger audience. They're trying to get more people. So everybody's, I don't think anybody's wrong in this process. I just don't know what's right about it, and I don't know what our future is for next year.
Exactly. No, it makes sense. Well, let's talk about some of the other cool things that you're involved with. I know that you've got a bunch of other things on the plate as well. Tell us about that.
Well, the reason I'm at SEMA this year is because we're launching in the Napa stores and in Pet Boys and at CarQuest a new signature series line of product that protects eyes, ears, and hands. So we got a great love line coming out, an eye protection line that's coming out, and most importantly, this ear pro thing. It was developed in Iraq for soldiers.
Wow.
And it was you and I could be having a normal conversation with my ear protection. Yet if something goes over 80 dB, it's just going to be filtered out. So the good noise in and the bad noise out.
Yeah.
Yet it's one you buy one and you have it for a lifetime. Brian, you used them. I'm just telling you, man. Everybody uses them. They're made for soldiers. And we got the rights to sell them now to anybody that is in a business where ear protection is important. So I'm at the SAS safety booth pitching that, and I'm
couldn't
be more proud about that product. And then, of course, I'm also selling, you know, three or four other series that I have out in the networks right now. And then one of my series just got picked up is represented by CAA.
Good.
And Letterman's Worldwide Pants is a 0.25% owner in the project. So, things are kind of moving in the right direction for me.
That's a great move indeed. Tell us a little bit more about these earpieces, Brian. What's it like? Is it like noise-canceling technology?
Well, yeah. I mean, my original role on the show was to stand next to all the cars. I mean, I was literally within 10 feet of him for every single race. You put them in, and I could talk back and forth with Rich, and then all of a sudden a big screaming car comes next to me. And it's basically noise-canceling built in, but it's not electronic. They have little devices or little flaps in them that when it gets, like you said, 80 dB, it cancels out the noise. So, like you said, I could talk to you right now, and all of a sudden a big bang goes off and it quiets up. It's absolutely a spectacular deal. We've been using them now, what, about 3 years now, 4 years? They're great.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, really, the problem was soldiers in Iraq were going deaf when they're shooting their rifles. The military had to come up with something quickly, and they came up with that, and that is truly, I mean, you're looking at it right now. Why don't you describe the product?
Absolutely. Number one, I'm so shocked at the size of it. It is absolutely minuscule, and it's made, looks like, of entirely of plastic and rubber-esque material, so it looks like it's comfortable. Is it comfortable to wear?
Well, it's a medical grade, rubber, so, I mean, it's the highest grade you can get, and it's comfortable. You can wear it all day without even noticing it. Carry on normal conversations. If the car backfired, if you're working in all the bad noise gets canceled out.
That's really good news.
You need communications. Like see you and I are talking, you just pull that plug and stick your comms in there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I could see this working for musicians as well.
Bob, it's people at the gun range. It's musicians. It's loud factories. It's what I'm trying to do is, look, you know, Bob, and I've told you this from day one. Do I know how to take an engine apart? I mean, I don't even know how to open the hood of a car, right? You know
yes,
that. You
I
that from day one.
Yeah.
But I can talk about safety. I can know about how my hearing was being affected in between all those cars at Bang. So when I had the opportunity to have a safety product line, I wanted it. And when my signature is a Getcha gold signature that's on the products, Bob, that I'm trying to make that you know you're getting a fair price and more importantly, an unbelievable product. That's what I'm trying to do as far as build my signature series out. And then so someday, hopefully there's going to be my signature's going to be on a few things. And all it's going to do is say, hey, it's a fair price, and it's a really good product.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's what I'm trying to do, man. But, you know, what do I do for a living? I sell TV shows for a living, and that'll never stop.
Good for you. We don't want you to ever stop that.
Oh, thanks.
Big question about that. What's the price point on this?
$10-$12
bucks. Do you think between 12 and 15?
Oh,
right?
You're kidding.
No,
wow. So
no.
Very affordable. Jeez.
And, Bob, I got to say one thing
that's great.
Before we get off it is that, you know, Pastime, a little show, The Engine That Could, that show that I created for Speed.
Yeah.
That's getting better ratings sometimes than Pink's. It's really humming right along, and people seem to enjoy it.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm pleased with what's going on there. Speed's been very, very, very good to me as far as, you know, with the shows that I have on there. So I don't want to sound like I'm being, you know, disrespectful to them. I'm just saying I in the future, I will make sure that I have a lot of control of the product that I created and has my name and face attached.
No, it makes sense.
You know how it is.
Oh, believe me, I know how it is.
Yeah.
I've had some things happen recently that have taught me that lesson. So
right.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about your television background. You're constantly coming up with these ideas. Where do you draw some of these inspirations from for TV show pilot ideas?
My problem is I can't turn it off.
Yeah.
And I draw inspiration from every time I turn my head. And what I'm learning now as a businessman, if you go to my website, you'll see, Bob, that I have like four products I call products that I want to sell, where I could have 44. This was the year. 2010 was the year I said, I'm not going to deficit finance pilots. I literally made all the people that have made money off me start pitching in, including Brian. I've made Brian. He's had to spend his own money on anything because Brian's made money on Pink's. Brian and all the other people that I feel in my life have been rewarded from my creative thought. Everybody's got to chip in. This was the year I did that. I drew a line.
Yeah.
And so I've made a couple of pilots, but I had to narrow it down because Brian. I called Brian. Probably, what, every week with a new idea of what we could do?
Every day.
Yeah, every day with a new idea. So you got to stop. So there's just something I'm working on with Brian that's very specific. So that's our product. That's what we're going to sell. But I cannot find inspiration, not find inspiration in anything. Bob, I work 7 days a week. I work.
I know exactly.
You know.
And one of the interesting things is to actually be a part of it is to see how the one idea evolves from 8 o'clock in the morning until about 7 o'clock at night.
Right. Yeah.
And we have banter back and forth, and the idea goes and it flows and it flows and it flows. And by 8 o'clock at night, it could be 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, he'll call me back. I got it.
Yeah.
And it's a really great experience to go back and forth to create. And it develops from just a it could be a wait, joke around one time, all of a sudden we got it.
Yeah.
And he's got something, he just rolls and he doesn't stop.
Just keeps
and you
coming.
Know, Bob, there's a price for that because like Brian has gone through a process with me and he can attest to this. But what most people just they can't take it.
Yeah.
I have very few people in my life. My family doesn't talk to me, I got people that I'm in the show don't talk to me. Brian and I went through a tough patch because it's so difficult because we'll get on an idea that is just like we're gonna live and die for it, and I'm off it 2 hours later because the phone call I had, I knew I needed to air it, and but Brian's been through the cycle where he knows it's going to come back around. Or at least I hope you know that, Brian, that eventually, at a second, you might think you're getting screwed, but eventually it's going to come back around. Where most people, Bob, at this point, some guy asked me a really interesting question today when I was signing some stuff. He goes, you happy all the time? I go, miserable most of the time.
Yeah.
I've lost friends, and because of this desire that I have to create art.
Yes.
And that's why I consider Pink's and it's so personal to me.
Exactly.
And that anybody that gets between me and my art is instantly my enemy. It could be my family. It could be anybody.
Yes.
And it's truly those that support me and my art. So, Brian, you know, and a lot of people ask this question. It's not easy being a friend or associate of mine.
Well, Rich, always a pleasure to see you, my friend.
To see you.
Brian, great talking with you as well. Let's give out all the website information.
Oh, listen, I mean, you know, you can go to richchristensen.com and find all the information. Take a look at the new shows that I'm trying to sell, and you can take a look at the SAS Safety Line product and all the things kind of that we're working on. And, you know, Bob, we had a fan site at richchristensen.com. It's for the fans, but now it's more of a business site, which because I'm back into the selling mode. So I don't know if Pink's, you know, if it's going to be around next year. I have no idea. I'm waiting for the network to make some decisions on that. But I can tell you we had a great run. It's been a spectacular journey, but now it's time just to keep pushing my art forward.
Absolutely. He's Rich Christensen, back with more from SEMA 2010. I'm Bob Long.
Left my home and I went away to Vegas.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back. You're listening to our special coverage of SEMA in Las Vegas at the Convention Center. My name is Bob Long, joined by Steve Mason, Chief Marketing Officer for Surf City Garage. Hey there, Steve. Welcome back to the program. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. I'm doing great. Thanks for having us on the program again. We're having a great time, it seems, so far.
And I understand, I haven't checked it out myself, but I heard from my producer, Josh, that you guys have a wonderful display here at the show.
Well, we try, like, our products are different. They're new, they're different, they're better. We also try to make our display something that really stands out. You've got to be able to catch people's attention so that you can show them what's different about your product. We try to do the same things on the shelves, and that's why retailers all over the world have been responding so well to them, because when customers come in, they see just by looking at the package that this has got to be something different. Then they go and try it, and then it's up to them to try it and see how it works, and they find out that it really does work better than anything else out there, and that's what's really accounting for our success and why we're the fastest-growing detailing product in the world, something we're incredibly proud of.
Well, that is just huge, number one, that statement that you just made, the fastest-growing detail product in the entire world, and as we all know, that there are so many different players out there, so this is a big story indeed. Let's talk about the origins of Surf City Garage. Number one, a very interesting name. For those listeners who haven't heard your previous appearances here on the broadcast, tell us a little bit about how Surf City Garage got its start.
Tim Miller is the founder of the company and the CEO, and Tim has, from his youngest days, just been a real car guy, a real lover of cars, done his own restorations and everything else. And over the years, he's built up his own car collection of over 100 vintage muscle cars. And a number of years ago, he was just trying to take care of them. And he tried every detailing product that was out there on the market. Didn't matter. Low priced, high priced, exotic, other countries, anywhere. And he just wasn't satisfied with any of them, Bob. Just, they didn't do what he wanted. And so he said, well, look, I'm going to come up with something. I'm going to get the best chemists. I'm going to get the best technology. And I'm going to come up with products that do everything I ever wanted a detailing product to do, inside and out, a complete line. I'm going to use it to take care of my collection in a way that these kind of cars deserve, to preserve the heritage of those cars and to preserve the look of them, not just for him, but for whoever has the car collection in the future. You know,
that's
this is something
great.
That should be preserved really for posterity. And so out of that, Tim developed these products, and he never really intended to sell them. They were just for the collection, but he started giving them to friends, and everybody would say, well, I want to try it. People just came back and said, this is the best stuff I ever used. It's the best of the best. You've got to make these available. And so after some amount of thought, he said, okay, let's go take the plunge.
Yes.
And basically that's where we are today. We've had just amazing success in not just in North America, but in Europe, in Asia, in Australia, and everywhere people try our products, true enthusiasts, people who really love their cars, they're finding out that these really are the best of the best products.
That's great. Let's paint a little verbal picture for our listeners who have never been to Huntington Beach, California, where you guys have your headquarters. This is a very beautiful spot indeed.
Huntington Beach is truly probably one of the most beautiful spots in California, and California's got so many beautiful spots to begin with. And Huntington Beach is also known as Surf City.
So perfect.
So there comes yeah. the name. And so you get Surf City Garage, and you get Tim's being an enthusiast and his dedication to enthusiasts. And so you get enthusiasts bringing detailing products, and that's pretty much how it all comes together.
Let's talk about some of the big news here at the SEMA show from the Surf City Garage. Number one, you put together a package of some of your products, and you're calling it The Works. Tell us about this collection of products.
The Works is a collection of four of our products. It's truly better, glass cleaner, Pacific Blue Wash and Wax, which is the car wash, Dash Away Interior Detailer, which is for taking care of every surface in the inside of your car, and Steam Demon Wax Detailer, which is for giving your car a great carnauba shine, and actually you can even use it on a dusty car. Put all these four products together and put them in a real easy-to-carry pack with its own little handle, and you can buy the whole thing for just $19.95. And it really serves two functions. It's a great starter kit for somebody who hasn't experienced our line before. They want to know what are enthusiast-grade products really like. Well, here are four of them. Try them out, see what you think. The other thing it's really great for is if you just want to have something in your car to make sure you can take care of it no matter where you go, no matter where you are, just buy one of them, stick it in your trunk, and you're good to go.
Excellent. And also at SEMA, very common for companies to debut, kind of do world debuts of new products. And those folks at Surf City Garage have done that indeed with four brand new products. And Steve, you do such a wonderful job in describing all these. I'll have you tell us about these wonderful new four offerings.
Well, Bob, I'll take a shot at it, and we'll see what my grade is afterwards.
Okay.
We got four really interesting products here. The first one is called Top End, which is a convertible top, cleaner and protected. And what makes Top End really, really interesting and really valuable is most of the products out there, you got to buy one cleaner and you got to buy one protected. That's two bottles. That costs a lot of money. It takes a lot of time. This does the cleaning and it does all the protection all in one. It gives you great UV protection. It does an incredible job cleaning any kind of convertible top. Doesn't matter whether it's fabric, whether it's vinyl, whatever it's made out of. So it's perfect for that, and we've had a tremendous reaction from convertible top owners that we've tested it with. Another product is Wipeout. Wipeout is a scratch eliminator. We don't call it a...
Love the name, number one, and perfect for Huntington Beach.
Absolutely perfect. There's plenty of Wipeouts going on all the time. And we call it a scratch eliminator because it really gets rid of them. There are some other light scratch removal products out there. The problem is they really just cover them up, and so when they wear off, the scratch is still there. This is actually very fine polish, and you can use it by hand. You don't need a buffer. So all you do is you basically, literally, you rub out that scratch. And for the light scratches, the ones that are caused by keys and things like that, it is absolutely perfect.
Oh, fantastic. Let's talk about some of the other products. You've got one called Black Max. Tell us about that.
Black Max is a vinyl rubber and trim dressing. And again, there's a really big difference between this and the other products on the market, which is the enthusiast grade difference. The other products tend to be superficial. You put them on, eventually they wear off, and that's it. Black Max actually gets absorbed into the trim. Because it gets absorbed, it's able to last longer, it's able to protect better, and it's able to provide a large amount of UV protection. So it actually can give your trim a factory new look, and there's nothing else in the market can do that. And there's a little secret about it I'll share with your listeners.
Sure.
Which is, even though it's called Black Max, it actually works on any color trim. Just the black is the most.
That's great. Surf City Garage, located in beautiful Huntington Beach, launching all kinds of wonderful new products here at SEMA 2010. Why don't we remind folks about the proper web destination? I love them when they're simple, and this is a simple one.
This is a simple one, Bob. It's www.surfcitygarage.com. No fancy spellings or anything else, just surfcitygarage.com.
Perfect. Steve Mason is Chief Marketing Officer for the company, which is the world's largest growing detailing product company, Surf City Garage. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
Thank you again very much. Pleasure to be here.
You're listening to our coverage of SEMA 2010. Don't go away.
Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil.
Hey, going to be in the Detroit area on November 26th? Well, listen up.
One of classic rock's most famous sax legends is coming home for Thanksgiving.
And he's bringing some very famous friends with him.
Alto Reeds, Motor City All-Stars, Thanksgiving Celebration, rocking at the Fillmore Friday night, November 26th. I'm the Doc Doug Podell from 94.7 WCSX, and I'll be your host for an awesome star-studded night of classic rock from Bob Seger's Silver Bullet sax man, Alto Reed, and Alto special guest featuring Detroit's own master of rock, Mitch Ryder, plus Spencer Davis, Howling Diablos, Martha Reeves, and more. Tickets start at $10 in advance. On sale now at LiveNation.com. A portion of the proceeds to benefit Goodwill Industries. This will be an unforgettable Motor City Music Thanksgiving celebration with Alto Reed's Motor City All-Stars and Friends. Friday night, November 26th, 7 p.m. at the Fillmore Detroit. Presented by TGIF Entertainment Group, Live Nation, and Detroit's own WCSX.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are back. We're bringing you coverage of SEMA 2010. My name is Bob Long, and I love talking to this gentleman. There's no question about it. He sent me a wonderful gift in the mail. I was waiting for the big car, but I got a little car, and it was wonderful. Wonderful gift. Fireball Tim, there he is, the famous one himself. Hey, how you doing, Tim?
You know how much if I were to send you a full-size car, what kind of FedEx price that would be?
That is true. So
I had to send you something small.
Exactly. When I move to California, I know you'll have the real one waiting for me.
Funny.
Excellent. Well, let's begin at the beginning. You're a California guy, and cars are really in your blood. When did it begin for you?
I think it began when my parents always bought me two things. They bought me cars and art supplies, and that's all I ever wanted. And I think that I popped out, and when I did, there was a car that showed up that first couple of days, maybe. I there's something about not just the car, but what the car brings, the experience that you have, everything from driving to the places it takes you. Life is a journey, and you want to have something nice to take you there, and it's all about that, and it's not necessarily just a full-size car. Everybody's enthusiastic about the toys, about the automotive products, about sharing, and SEMA is really about that. It's about being able to expose the best of who you are in the best way, and feel good about it. And it's nice to have such a positive attitude, such a tremendous show. My neck is sore from all the great cars.
I know. It's so true. Tell our listeners a little bit about the toy cars. I mean, that must be a real thrill to be working in that venue.
It is a thrill because, I've been playing with Diecast toys since I was a squirt.
Me too.
And Johnny Lightning, who we're working with, has been around since 1969, and I've been collecting them for years. and finally we really managed to pull off something great. And I'm designing a series of bad moods for Johnny Lightning. The first one was a 1976 Corvette, and it went out in Walmart and Toys R Us and hobby shops across the country and disappeared. And it happened so fast that Tom Z, who's the head guy over there, said, "Hey, you know what? We need to do a bad mood each month."
Wonderful.
So we're going to be designing and doing some neat stuff coming. Primarily starts in February.
Uh-huh.
But if you want a bad mood, what you can do is you can go on eBay right now and just look up Fireball 10 bad mood, and you'll probably find one there. But it'll be a bit pricey at this point.
Cool. When did you first start being called Fireball 10?
Well, my parents always call me that because of I guess certain things I did as a kid, and I've always been very passionate, very energetic.
Yep.
Sometimes that went a little bit too far.
Yep.
It culminated on a Halloween Eve one time where we blew up a train car, and that was
you blew up a train car.
Yeah. Well, we didn't anticipate. We just thought, well, it'd be kind of cool to see what it would look like on fire, sitting out in the middle of nowhere. And,
yep.
You know, it was light on fire. We just didn't know there was some gasoline canisters in there.
Just a youthful mistake. That's all.
It was just a subtle thing.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was a big deal, but the cops thought it was a big deal. So fireball stuck, and I just managed to channel that misguided focus into something good, and once we did, things just took off, and I really believe you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. So we got a lot of incredibly talented people that we work with us here. We're at SEMA. We're promoting a vehicle we built for Auto Trader Classics.
Yeah.
We have a lifetime oil filter that's just unbelievable, tremendous company up in Oregon. We have a Fireball 10 filter we're doing with them. It's just really exciting.
Excellent. You got to tell us more about the car that you built for Auto Trader Classics. I haven't seen it, so paint a verbal picture for us.
It's really cool. It's in their booth over in the central hall.
Yeah.
It's a 1951 Chevy 3100 pickup that incorporates what we call it's a 21st century classic. So it's a classic design, a beautiful design that we haven't modified the body too much because I really believe strongly that those original bodies are just gorgeous the way they are. But we incorporated a lot of 21st century technology in it, and we use lifetime oil filter, which is an oil filter you never have to change. They actually have motors in them that have 75,000 miles on them.
You're kidding.
The same oil.
Wow. So you never have to change this oil filter?
Never have to change oil. You unscrew it. If you can unscrew a light bulb, you can unscrew this filter.
You're kidding.
You clean it out with some hot water and soap and stick it back on. You're good to go.
Wow.
And then we incorporated a hydrogen assist system. That's in there. And then we incorporated a lot of Sony's brand new technology, their touchscreen bio computers, their Bravia HD TVs. It's got a PlayStation. It's got all this great, great product that's really fun and experiential. It's an experiential vehicle.
Yeah.
So you can walk right up. The whole tonneau cover elevates up. So it's called a Sony Elevator.
Oh, that's so great.
When you walk up, you can get online to autotraderclassics.com and search for cars. It's just the coolest thing.
Absolutely. What gives you the inspiration in creating some of these vehicles? That's a question I like to ask a lot of automotive designers. But, you know, where do you draw that inspiration from?
Well, the first thing that I try to look for, and I try to see, what is the absolute best out there?
Yeah.
You know, for instance, if I was going to build a Mustang or something, you know, I want to do a lot of research and say, you know, what's something that someone's really done that's the absolute best? And that's where we start. You know, we know that the best technology, the best look, the best wheels, the best of everything. But, you know, what if we're really going to trailblaze and really be, you know, the forefront guys out there to create stuff that's going to inspire people, then we really have to come up with something that is from that get-go, from that top level, and really move from there. And that's always a challenge, you know. So I get inspired. I get inspired by nature. I get inspired by things that people say to me. I get inspired by people's passions.
Sure.
Not necessarily from other cars so much, but from shapes and patterns. You know, I try to keep an open mind. I think a lot, close my eyes, and I
try
to ponder as much as I can, you know, when I have time to do that.
Sure.
But I think that, you know, when you're in tune with something that's bigger than yourself and whatever that is for you, then you're in tune to receive, and a lot of good things happen that way.
That's very well said. You've done so many things for the entertainment world, both in the movie world, the TV world, and otherwise. Give our listeners a kind of a little rundown of some of the projects that you've done over the years. Some are absolutely amazing.
Thanks. Well, it's really neat because, you know, cars are characters in movies, and you're basically designing an actor. in a way.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can be temperamental. You know, sometimes they set on late, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But I started out, I did the original Batmobile for the Tim Burton film. We did cars for Knight Rider. We built a lot of cars at some of the vehicle services for Starsky and Hutch and Zoots and Hazard. We even did Green Hornet stuff way back, you know, back when they had a massive budget for a whole new build.
Yeah.
What they have now is still very cool. Cars for Monster Garage, you know, with Jesse, we did the flying car. It was the only car that scared the you-know-what out of Jesse.
Absolutely.
She blew it.
Yeah.
We talked for a good week about the fact that we got to get this car in the air, but we never talked about how it's going to land.
Yeah, and remind our listeners what kind of a vehicle you were working with.
That was a Panos Esperante.
Yep.
And, you know, he got up in the air, didn't know he was flying. He looked down and he goes, you know what? This is it. Go. Because I don't know how to land this thing, but he managed to pull it off. He did a great job. And we built a 650 horsepower Mini Cooper police car for Street Tuner Challenge.
Fantastic.
And then we had our show, which ended in July, World's Most Expensive Rides on Discovery Channel. It keeps airing now.
Yep.
And now we're working on some new projects, you know, hopefully at Speed Channel.
Oh, cool. Cool. Well, it sounds like all is great in Fireball Tim's world. So definitely that is a good storyline indeed. For folks who would like to follow all of your adventures, why don't we make sure and give out the proper web destinations? And also tell us a little bit about what it's like working with Auto Trader Classics.
Well, the place to go if you want to know about, you know, cars and movies and anything car cool is fireballtim.com. It's the blog there. You know,
sure.
A lot of exclusive information comes from the studios, brand new movies, action, and great car stuff. And we mirror that on Facebook and Twitter. And we have a massive online distribution network.
Sure.
But working with Auto Trader Classics has been a joy, an absolute joy. We've been working with Don Dixon and the GM is Rob Hooding there.
Yeah.
These guys are hardcore car guys. They love classics, but they also love pushing the envelope, doing something fresh and unique. And it's just a really good symbiotic and dynamic relationship. They love what we're doing, and it's diverse, you know. So we can design a car, but we filmed five episodes of the build of what's called the Redster, which is that truck.
Yeah.
And we distribute that out so we can share that with people, because what they have as a business model for their magazines and everything else is about being able to share that passion and provide an opportunity for you to go out and find that ride for yourself. You know,
excellent.
And that's a great thing.
I love your enthusiasm, love your passion. There he is, the one and only Fireball Tim Lawrence. We'll definitely be talking to you again real soon, my friend.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
We'll take a pit stop and then more of SEMA 2010. I'm Bob Lawrence.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take like months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Schucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, it made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims.
And we can back up everyone.
Go to QuickEDGE.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use EDGE have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the EDGE at QuickEDGE.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you joining us as we bring you the flavor and excitement of SEMA 2010. I'm Bob Long, and joining me right now is a gentleman I've interviewed a number of times recently because he's a new record holder. That's right. This gentleman just drove more than 400 miles an hour on the Bonneville Salt Flats in a gasoline, that's right, gasoline-powered, Cadillac-engined vehicle, a streamliner. Amir Rosenbaum is the gentleman's name, and he's from Spectra Performance. Amir, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, what an amazing feat, number one, to be able to go that fast. I know we talked before you had accomplished the 400-mile-an-hour barrier. I can't imagine, you know, going 300-and-some-odd miles an hour. Now you're in a whole new club, and this is a very elite club, over 400 miles an hour.
Yeah, it is. I think I became the 12th human being to drive a car, wheel-driven car, over 400, and we're the only ones on gasoline. And it's quite a rush. It's so fast. It's so blurry fast. It's unbelievable. It's at over 400 or right at near 400, we're covering 2 football fields a second. So if you think about it, that's 2 football fields, but at the end of that second, it's not over. There's another 2 football fields, and then another 2 football fields, yeah, and another 2 football fields, and they're just going by 2 football fields a second. It's an incredible speed.
Wow. And it's something that you've been wishing and hoping for and working towards for quite some time. I know when you ran in the high 300s, you went back and your family said, well, you know, that was a great run, but we're sorry.
We had a run. Yeah, I think we were shaking out the car, and one of the runs we ran 396 or 398, something like that, and that was the fastest we'd ever run up into that.
Right.
So we're knocking on 400, but come back to the pits, and I know my wife was excited. She called home, and our oldest boy answered the phone. And she said, you know, you're not going to believe that Dad ran 398. And he goes, oh, he must be so disappointed. And he wanted 400.
Amazing.
So.
And again, for our listeners who haven't heard your previous appearances here on the show, this is a kind of a streamlined vehicle. It looks like a rocket to me. That's what it really does. And squeezing into it, I can imagine, it is quite difficult.
Yeah, it's a 29-inch tube with a bullet nose and sort of a tail that looks like the end of a fish without the fins. It sort of tapers back. And the tube itself, for the most part, is 29 inches in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
So I wear a 46-long suit.
Yeah.
So somewhere across the shoulders there's more than 29 inches. So
yeah,
it's quite a tight fit. My shoulders roll forward and in. for me to fit into the car.
Wow, that is so cool. Let's talk a little bit about your booth here at SEMA. I haven't seen it myself, but members of my team have walked by it and checked it out. You're blowing lots of people away. I understand you've got the largest booth outside of the car companies here at the show?
I think it's the second largest by square foot, but wow. It's still pretty good size.
Big real estate you're picking up.
Yeah, and the key is we're close to the bathrooms. It's so nice because, you know, we drink a lot of water here. Vegas is dry. You know, you have to go. And
yeah.
It's close. You just go and come back. It's
perfect. So tell us what's in your booth here at SEMA right now.
We brought the Streamliner.
Oh, great.
We needed a big booth because it's a big car. It's 38.5 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And we split it into two. We have the entire skeleton, the entire car without the skin,
right.
up on like little platforms. And then we have the entire skin assembled on the ground. So you see what the car looks like when it runs, because it's all the skin put together. And then you see what the insides look like. And most people, I think, are amazed because the car is so long. It's 38.5 feet long. So they figure, well, you know, there's the driver and there's an engine, and what else is there? But it's packed. It is absolutely chock-packed, full of stuff that you need to have to run 400-plus.
Tell us a little bit about your company, Spectra Performance.
We've been around 27 years. We've morphed several times in our lifetime. And the last few years, we've been making air filters and intake systems, cold air intake systems for all sorts of vehicles, including muscle cars.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an older muscle car, it really benefits from a cold air intake system. And we make it for newer cars. And now we're just introducing here at the show, cold air intake systems for older muscle cars using new engines. So if you put
cool.
a brand new engine in your older muscle car, we have an intake system for it. And then the filters are really cool. They're washable, reusable, lifetime filters, and we also have a disposable filter. They're cotton, they're oiled, and we use them on our car. The car, originally, the purpose for the car was not for me to have fun.
Sure.
Although
it had to be, yeah.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Exactly,
you know? So,
yeah.
You know, who put their hand up? You know, not all you guys. It's just me. So, but we run our filters on the car. And one of the unusual aspects about our car is we use our air intake scoops are near the bottom of the car. Everybody else running at these speeds, really above 250, 300, 350, 400, they all use a top-mounted air scoop.
Uh-huh.
It goes up and into the airstream because they use clean air and they don't run filters.
Mm-hmm.
The air is clean up there. But it costs you aerodynamic drag. It's a big scoop sticking out in the airstream. We get our air down low, where the gills of a fish would be. And the only downside to that is you also pick up a lot of salt. The salt is a very granular surface, and it's also very caustic, and it's very damaging. So you want to have a filter. You can't run that. An engine wouldn't last, I don't know, a few seconds if you put salt in it. It would just seize up. So we're able to do that because we have our filters. And what better way to test the filters than to see if the car will run or not? And so it's been a great R&D.
A great proving ground.
Well, it beats wearing a white lab coat.
It sure does. And dealing with those extreme conditions out there on the salt flats, I mean, that definitely would really put any piece of engineering to the max test.
It does. You probably know. A racing mile is equal to 1,000 street miles.
Yeah.
And so when we go out there and we run, you know, 5 miles and we do it over and over and over again, we've got 20 runs on the car. We're still using the same pair of filters.
Wow.
And it's amazing. So we know they work, and it's just a neat way to see that.
So what's next for yourself racing-wise? What's the goal?
Wow, that's... Goals have changed. You know, my original goal is to run 400.
Right.
And we did that, and I thought, okay, now do we hang it up? No, we don't. We're so close to certain world records, you know, absolute world records. And they were run with multi-engine vehicles, some using all-wheel drive, and all of them running either nitromethane or methanol.
Right.
So I think it's time for us to step up and leave gasoline and go to methanol. If we go to methanol, we can run more boost, more compression.
Yeah.
We don't have exhaust gas valve problems with valves for the exhaust gas. And it's just and work on the little things. We've got little things that we can work on that we can make better.
Yes.
So we think we can go a lot faster. A lot faster. I don't know how much faster, but we haven't hit the wall. The car is running so well.
Oh, that's great.
Generally, what they say is the success boils down to this: 60% car, 30% salt conditions, 10% engine.
Wow, amazing stuff. And speaking of amazing, you've got a wonderful event coming up in June, I believe. Can you tell us all about that?
Yeah, that's totally different. Wow,
yeah.
But it's so much fun. It's a hill climb in Nevada. Nevada seems to be where we do a lot of this weird stuff. I guess other states are too litigious or something. But Nevada's just what a cool state. They just let you go into town here, and outside there's a billboard, and it says, rent machine guns here. And so there, you can rent submachine guns and shoot them everywhere. There's prostitution up and down the strip.
You can walk around with a drink in your hand.
You can walk around with it without the bag, and I'm thinking, what a great place to raise children. How's the school system? I'm not making fun of, is it Nevadians or Nevadaites?
Let's ask one.
Nevadans. Nevadans, okay. You guys are awesome. You rock. And I'm not just saying that because you probably have a submachine gun at home. I'm just saying that.
He's got one under his coat, actually.
That's good. Well,
not the hooker, I know. But
what a great state. The people are great. And so, we've got this spot, and it's just south of Reno. And it's a little town called Virginia City, and there's a 5.2-mile stretch of road. It's called Highway 341. It was originally built in the 1800s as an ore road for ore carts. So it wasn't paved, and that's how they got ore out of the mountains. Later on, they built Highway 342, and that's what they used. But in the 70s, they found that buses and big trucks couldn't use 342 because they had a couple of big turns in there that looped in amongst themselves, and the big vehicles couldn't do it. So they opened up 341, paved it. And it's literally a highway that starts at the bottom where 341 and 342 split off, and then 5.2 miles later it joins 342 back again. So once a year we shut down the road. Mm-hmm. Nobody can come down, and only we can go up. And your time, it's bottom to the top. How fast can you take your car, and how fast do you believe you can drive your car? Because there's no guardrails, there's steep drop-offs.
Wow.
So it's a real test of confidence in the car and confidence of yourself as a driver.
Amir, you're such a cool guy. Congratulations on the record. Look forward to having you on the broadcast real soon.
Thank you. And Bob, I do want to say this before we go off the air. Congratulations to you, because you're a new parent.
Thank you.
And I think of all the cool things in the world, there is nothing cooler than those little tiny fingers wrapping around your big finger when you're sitting there, or you're holding the baby. You fall out if you're laying down on the couch and the baby's on your chest and it falls asleep, and then everything in your body goes to sleep and you're in extreme pain and you're loving it because your baby's sleeping on you as your chest is rising up and down. Things like that. Coolest thing in the world, kids.
Absolutely.
Enjoy. Please enjoy and just enjoy that. They grow up so quick. Everybody tells you that? They do.
Well, thank you, my friend, for those kind words. I really appreciate it. We'll take a time out for some important messages and then more of SEMA 2010. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.